Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily, yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Game week. Are we erring on the side of caution after a Haaland blank? Not likely. 5.7 million captained him. Well done to the 1.2 million he went for Mo Salah. I wonder if those three Burnley players captained Haaland for this blank.
Oh yeah, that was interesting.
Bringing the game into disrepute. Unbelievable.
Well, were they all right because they didn't pick themselves?
But surely if he's playing against your defence and you're like a defender, that's suggesting that you're not very confident about victory.
I thought you were suggesting that they might bring down Haaland on purpose to be like, oh, pirate points in this.
Wow, yeah, but it's sort of Ivan Toney levels of FPL affecting the game, isn't it? Surely.
I don't know.
I think they're going to have to stop playing. They're going to be banned from playing fantasy football.
Do you see Big Ange Postecoglou? He said that.
Has he said that?
He said he can't. He does FPL every year. It's the first year he hasn't been able to do it. He said he usually always wins.
Oh, wow. Because when he was in Scotland, it was okay, yeah. Oh, interesting. Wow, we should get some tips from him, hopefully.
Get Big Ange on the line, yeah.
Get Big Ange in. Anyway, welcome back to Game Week. It's Matt Dyson and Dan Pryor together in the same studio for the first time, potentially, since lockdown.
Yeah.
Was since 2020?
If there's another lockdown off the back of this, are we in the jinx?
Unbelievable, yeah, we must be. So that means we're in the same studio. We can play jingles again, Dan. But we're not allowed to play any of them because they're all copyright issues. There's only one jingle that we haven't got copyright issues with.
The rules changed, to be clear. We didn't do anything wrong the first time.
Yeah, if you're listening, legal people, don't go back and listen. There was one that was homemade, I seem to recall. Oh. Do you know what that one is? It had some piano on it.
I don't want to hear
it. A player that's no longer in the Premier League. Let's see if it still works.
Timu, Pookie scores good goals and some that are fluky.
Where is he now?
I don't know. He just disappeared, didn't he? He was at Norwich in the Championship and now he's just gone. Yeah, if you know where Timu Pukki is, do get in touch.
Maybe that'll be Brennan Johnson in a couple of years.
Well, hey, look, he could be going somewhere very soon, but we'll wait and see what happens before the end of the transfer window. I say cash in, personally.
Don't you want to have as many players as you can when the window's so close, you won't be able to replace him?
Yeah, no, I mean, I do love him and I always underestimate him and he scored loads of goals last season, but still, if they're paying 50 million, we've got to cash in, surely. But will he be in your fantasy league team then?
No.
No, exactly. And that's what we're here to discuss, as always, because Pryor, you've had an all right start to the season. I've had a defensive crisis in terms of a start to the season.
Oh, really?
Basically, the whole of my back line, right, I've had various issues with them, apart from Estupiñán, who I've had since the start of the season. He's been obviously amazing and always is.
Yeah.
But apart from him, I've had... So Gabriel now doesn't start for Arsenal.
Even after that injury to Timber?
Two games. He still hasn't started. He didn't start last one and Timber's out for a while, didn't he? So yeah. They seem to start with Partey at the back.
Oh.
Something else at the front, yeah.
Okay.
So Gabriel doesn't start. Stones got injured straight away, hip, that they had no inkling about before the start of the season. Why didn't they tell us about that? And then who else do they have? Mings the Merciless.
Oh, yes.
Who got injured in his first game. Three of my defenders completely wiped out already. I'm considering wild carding.
It's interesting because Mings' injury means Pau Torres, who I own, is starting. Right. So that kind of works out well
he's
for
cheap,
the podcast overall.
Out well for you, didn't it? Why did you hot tip him early on in the season?
He was highly rated
on this by you.
I
on
think
this
I
podcast,
mentioned him in episode
you?
One. Okay, yeah.
Well, I noticed Dina is back amongst the points. Maybe,
but he's getting linked with Saudi Arabia.
Is he? Oh, everyone is, though, aren't they?
Well,
but I mean, surely Dina's flattered to deceive since he moved to Aston Villa. I don't know if I'm ready to go straight in on him straight away. But they have got Burnley away next. Someone else who did well this week was Serge Aurier. Dan, I know you mocked him in the past.
No, I tipped him as well. I think I mentioned him game week
two assists. Amazing. I mean, I love him. He's a beast of a centre back, a wing back. Sorry, 4.5 million. His price hasn't increased. I can't believe it. I don't know why his price doesn't.
Well, it's not sustainable, is it? And you're playing Sheffield United and then clean sheet.
Yeah, the Sheffield United game is coming. That is a mantra that you're going to have to stick with all season, because surely, I mean, their goal was amazing, to be fair, and we didn't play particularly well. But the Sheffield United appear to be the whipping boys in the making.
Oh, Luton have only had the one game, haven't they? So, I mean, we'll see how they do against Chelsea on
Friday.
Once
the builders have finished working on their stadium, we might get a look and see what they're like at home, because home form will be key for them, Dan. So how many points did you get overall this week, Pryor?
45, no transfers.
Yes, I had 48.
Average 44.
Yeah, the average was 44. I mean, I had a nightmare bench situation, though. Did you see how I had on my bench? I had all my midfielders. Bruno Fernandes. I don't know why I had so much faith in Man United to start this season.
I've sold Rashford.
I doubled up on Rashford and
Did
Bruno.
Did you watch that match?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
His header when he was when Bruno had that clear header. And it's like he wasn't even looking at the ball.
And he's whinging about penalties.
I've never seen anyone so off form. He's clearly not off. So I had to sell him straight away after I'd witnessed it. But I thought he was a bargain at 8.5 million. Turns out, no, he's just rubbish. The pricing was correct.
Sterling seems to be tearing it up, though, talking about the ones that had gone down.
Coming back in. Potentially be
scoring
worth it.
Points.
No, but
same
still,
as Jackson,
he looks like he's almost returning to his Liverpool
form. So, have you took Fernandes out, or are you
Fernandes, I had to take straight out. It was more in anger after watching that header. I had to take him out in anger and put Luis Diaz in for Liverpool.
I think the interview would annoy me more. I feel like they're less likely to get penalties off the back of that.
Yeah, but I feel like because they're playing Forest at home next, Man United at home to Forest, it's like I feel like Bruno, the devil-faced Portuguese guy, is going to come back to really haunt me on this. But surely he seems so out of form that I just don't have any confidence.
Well, penalties, that's what he's waiting
for.
Well,
yeah, penalties.
Aurier in the box.
Set
it up.
Oh, no, I really
How
have.
Great Aurier is.
Oh, dear.
When he's known to have a clanger in the box.
Well, I've had to get rid of so many defenders. I've had to this week.
Oh, my goodness.
I had to. I mean, considering wildcard, I just told you about all my injuries, Dan.
Well,
three of my defenders completely ruled out. It's just so unlucky that I had to make massive changes.
Well, I've got Madison's a doubt, isn't he, for the weekend.
Yes.
I've hung on to him. But I had two free transfers. I already made them sort of off the back of that game, that United game. I was just like, even if Rashford does do well, he's like 9 mil and it's infuriating. He's bound to have a drop. This point of the season, you see the amount of price drops and rises
every
day.
Yeah, they're going left, right and centre, aren't they?
It's a horrible time of year for this season, for all of that. So, yeah, have you done your transfers? I'll tell you what I got.
Yeah, go on.
I went boring. I had to get rid of João Pedro, even though I think he'll probably come in and out of the side. I'm not having a Brighton
player. I was
never
really sure about him, to be honest. He's going to be rotated by
that. So he went and I got in. Very boring. I think you might already have him, Wissa.
Oh yeah, I've had him since the start of the season. What a start he's had.
Just
I mean, it's quite obvious,
bandwagon.
Isn't it? Wissa and Bueno, certainly good. I mean, he's got two in two. He's really replaced Ivan Toney in a quite easy way. Palace at home, Bournemouth at home next. It's a no-brainer, isn't it? Really.
Well, I used my brain, and then the other one was I had to get rid of Rashford. I got Foden in. I think a lot of people go Mitoma if they haven't got him already.
Well, Mitoma was the guy on my bench. That was the annoying thing. It's such a ridiculous decision in hindsight. But I thought he's the cheapest. I thought Bowen had a good start in game week one. I'll leave him in. Rashford and Fernandes against Spurs. I thought Spurs weren't defensively
sound. I did say Rashford's got.
And I thought it might be quite an open game. And then I thought Wolves
looked
quite
open.
Wolves looked quite. Yeah, and if. if Bruno was on form, he would have scored.
You're really bitter about that,
but
header.
Wolves, I thought were really good, but it just turns out they were just playing Man United, who were awful this season.
Perhaps,
so.
Yeah.
So Wolves' defence weren't very good against Brighton. So I had 12 points from Matoma on my bench, and he just wasn't. There was no, obviously everyone just started or came on in some capacity to completely ruin my game week for me. I could have been on like 60 points.
Oh, goodness.
In a low scoring week.
We're almost at the point when you go, oh, I almost transferred in this player.
No, I mean, it was just a stupid bench decision. Fernandez got me 1 point. I'm still bitter about it. Unbelievably bitter. I'm a bit annoyed that you've copied Wissa. But who else have you signed? Just him?
So it was Wissa and Foden.
Oh, yeah.
Because of
the
De Bruyne injury.
Well, because of the De Bruyne injury and Man City's fixtures, a lot of people are tripling up on City, aren't they?
Well, it's not a bad set with that Champions
United
League
away,
football.
Fulham at home, West Ham away, Forest at home.
Always
Wolves
a worry
away,
about Pep Roulette.
Yeah, well, that's the nightmare situation, isn't it? But it seems like a lot of people seem to be... Alvarez seems to be playing in most games now. But is he going to start every week? Is this a new thing for this season?
I just fancied Foden for it. I don't know. I feel like he's probably... has gone up, so he's clearly been a popular buy, but I just thought, oh, Mitoma's a bit of an obvious one, and Brighton fixtures aren't as good, and
yeah,
you know, Wolves might, like you say, Wolves and Luton, that's the two games so far.
Yeah,
to be honest, West Ham at home is not too bad either.
Just thinking, I mean, Rodrigo seems to be their top scoring overall, I think he is at the moment, actually top scoring player overall, so. But he's more of a defensive midfielder, isn't he? I never really feel 100% certain of popping him in, but he could be the way to go if I've got free transfers, which at the moment I haven't, because I'm on a damage limitation exercise. Well, I've just bought Luis Diaz in for Fernandez in my anger.
That's a very
transfer.
You transfer, yeah.
It's a very me transfer. Diaz has had a lovely start to the season. He seems to be quite confident. And then I've gone for the obvious Ben Chilwell for
that's not obvious.
John Stones.
Hang on, is this not what... Was it last season or the season before?
No.
But you had Chilwell in and out of your team?
Yeah, wow,
was it
true.
Chilwell and who was the other one?
No, Reece James is the one that always messes me around.
Yeah, but I'm sure you had a season
where we had two Chilwell in the past.
You had Chilwell and I had the other one.
Yeah, and then we swapped over.
And as soon as you took him out, he started scoring. He did it about 10 games. You brought him back in and then it went gone again.
I've cursed him. Basically,
you and Chilwell are very.
It was very complicated between us. But yeah, Ben Chilwell. Look, Chelsea have got Luton at home, Forest at home, Bournemouth away coming up, and he looks like they're one of their main attacking outlets. He's had a decent start to the season. I suggest.
Hoping Jackson sort of.
Oh yes, so yeah. Everyone seems to be getting Jackson up front. Nick Jackson, is he for real? Or what is it? What's going on?
I don't know. Well, you know, he's had a couple of thrillers, but you know, it's not off the wall. Okay.
I'm not sure about him. Having seen him play, he looked all right. I saw flashes of him looking okay, but he's no Isak, is he? He's not setting the world alight for me.
Well, you
so
know,
far.
With Isak, they just lob him on the wing at some point to put. Remember that Wilson rotation the whole season.
I know, that's why I'm wary of him again this season.
And also, no Europe for Chelsea, but they've got Luton, Forest, Bournemouth, like you say, and I think even Villa at home and Fulham away, Burnley away. Their fixtures are amazing. So
yes,
I don't think it's the time to get rid of him.
That's why I wanted to get a Chelsea player in. But
Sterling to be who I'd fancy if not. And then they've got a couple of midfield injuries as well, haven't they? So
and Sterling's only 7 million at the moment, which is a real bargain, isn't it? But Nick Jackson, he's done absolutely, he's blanked twice so far.
Yeah, waiting to see if he's on set pieces as well, because we don't know who their penalty takers.
Well, speaking of penalty takers, Arsenal seems to have dropped. You say you've got Saka, haven't you? He's no longer on penalties, or apparently Arteta was saying it's just whoever fancies it.
I was going to say, there was a whole bunch of uproar in one of my chat groups, one of my chums, like university friends, about some people had Odegaard, some people had Saka. Oh, I'm selling Saka because he's not on penalties. But yeah, I was like, the next week they might lob him back on penalties.
He's got more points in him, Saka, than just penalties. There's more to his game, isn't there?
I've had this last season where I had Saka and Odegaard and Martinelli at different points in the season, and Odegaard stitched me up because I took him in instead of Martinez in the end.
And
I'm happy with what I'm doing. I don't want to. There's a lot of areas to mess about with, like you said. You know, yeah, like you've got to sort your defence out or your strikers. You've got United players and they're annoying you.
Yeah.
So at the moment, I'll just leave Saka as is and Martinelli. I don't see the need to get over.
Yeah, Martinelli's been a bit disappointing to start for the start of the season. Only 8 points so far, but I mean, it's quite low scoring. But I think then they had this easy start, Arsenal, didn't they?
Yeah, they've made a bit more of a meal of it than.
Yeah, it's not been goals galore, has it?
No. But it doesn't matter if you're winning, but in an FPL sense, it's not so helpful.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, any other talking points from the past game week just gone by prior?
I'm fancying Udogie to get some points sooner or later. He's not on set pieces like Perisic used to be. So there's another left back at Spurs situation, but he was so advanced. He was breaking into the box. He was, you know, he had a situation where he set up Son that should have probably scored. Took an age to get a shot off. I think sooner or later he might cash in with some points. He's not getting them on. Well, he did get a clean sheet, but not tons of clean sheets.
Oh, is it Emerson Royal he keeps getting
chances
to score?
Well, he got rotated out for Pedro this week.
Okay.
So that's a bit more of a tricky situation.
This is the problem with Spurs defence in general, but you think Udogie's going to start every game, is he?
Well, yeah, I think so, yeah. Unless there's an injury or they're managing him, I don't...
There's just still so many big names in that Spurs defence, isn't there? There's so many players you forget are there. Reguilon, remember him?
Oh, a lot of those will be loaned out.
Spence, remember him? Oh, please make him part of some sort of Brennan Johnson deal. I'd love to have him back.
I mean, Saar might be one to keep an eye on.
Perisic. Oh, yes,
4.5 million
Saar.
Midfielder.
Yeah, he got his first goal, didn't he?
I think he's sort of getting rotated with Skip, and then, but now he's scored. And he's
4.5.
Really... does look very good, and if
it's
they're giving him license to break into the box, another one, then he's someone to keep an eye on your watch list.
Adding to the watch list, sorry, and he goes 4.5.
So cheap.
It's so cheap, it's ridiculous, isn't
it? I mean,
it?
I would say when Bentancur eventually comes back in the next month or two, that'll be a bit different.
Yeah, Maddison had a decent start. First game week, he did well, didn't he, with his two assists. Yeah.
Looked good again the other day as well, just, you know, one of those games where it didn't happen, but he went off, like I said, he's a doubt for the weekend, but apparently not serious. If he is injured, it is the next week. So
and what's about Vicario, he seems like an interesting character, doesn't he? The Spurs goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Seems like a straight... He's pulling some funny
faces.
I'm
on the fence.
Yeah, I'm not sure about it.
Looked good against United, looked not so good against Brentford, so we'll see.
Speaking of people getting two assists, though, on their first game, James Ward-Prowse, of course, of West Ham.
Another James.
To discuss. I mean, we always knew he was going to get assists, but that's quite a start, isn't it?
For him. They're the sort of team, West Ham, as well, that you associate with sort of having some big old bulldozers up front that just sort of NFL team. Rather than a silky football, just lobbing a set piece and stick your head on it.
Yeah, so he's certainly a watch list player, isn't he, Ward-Prowse? I mean, yeah.
He's one of them you've had, you know, you have him and then he never does what you like, he does as well as you think he's going to do when you get him, though, doesn't he? He's on penalties and free kicks a lot of the time.
It's quite frustrating, isn't it?
But he is an infuriating player to have because he'll just do it one in every 4 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
But if he builds up consistency, he could be, I'm assuming, our wild card the next, like, 3 weeks because I always do while these prices are going so crazy.
So I suppose it's wild card at least wait till the transfer window's end. But I mean, my crisis has made me think about doing it so soon. But it's way too early because I'm not particularly worried, because despite my defensive crisis, because I've still got Watkins, Haaland, and Wisser up front, and they don't need to be changed. Although Watkins has only got an assist so far, I feel like Burnley away, that claret and blue clash. I think he should. If he doesn't score in that, I think I'll be starting to question it.
Get a better idea.
Maybe
of what
get
the
Alvarez in.
Hell's going on with Fulham with Villa then, because.
Yes.
They have one bad game, one good game. Where are they? It's hard to know.
I can't be dealing with that. And then the rest of my apart from the Manchester United players in my midfield, I feel like it's all right. It doesn't need major surgery.
I'm sure they'll come back, those guys. So is your only Liverpool player that one you just bought?
Luis Diaz, because I did have Jota at one point in my early draft at the start of the season, and then I switched. I thought I'm going to go two Man United players, and that's been my downfall so far. But Liverpool are looking like they've got a lot of goals in them. Still not fussed about Trent, though, to be honest.
He hasn't been in midfield yet. He's been still playing at right wing back, and he hasn't seemed as advanced as you sometimes associate him with.
Yeah.
That Garvidal fella for City, he's coming
City
to the
defender,
side now.
I noticed you had him. Is he now a regular starter?
Well,
is he?
Who is a regular starter for them?
If there is such a thing, that's the thing.
I hope he's coming in. He's out of the bonus when they, you know, they're dishing that out.
He's not a bonus pig.
Yeah, he might not be a bonus point pig, which is
It's hard to know which defender to get for Man City, because I need to have a Man City defender. Like, and Kyle Walker seems to be starting now, but then is that every game? I don't know. I don't think you can say anyone's guaranteed.
What about Edison?
Star,
which is, I know he's like going to cost a 0.5 yeah. more, but at this point of the season, he's probably going to start.
Yes, and they are keeping clean sheets, which they didn't do last season. So yeah,
I don't know. I thought they were right for clean sheets last season.
Oh no, I don't think he. I thought they kept letting the odd weird goal in, and weren't particularly great. I don't think he was like the top goalkeeper, was he, Edison, last season?
Well, they never are. Though. It's always going to be someone like a Forest goalkeeper that's stopping the penalty.
I'm a bit worried about Sam Johnson, my Palace goalkeeper. There's talk of them signing someone, Palace signing.
Oh yeah, are they linked to that one? You were going to get Henderson.
Yeah, Henderson. They're apparently ahead of us in negotiations. I'd be gutted if Henderson goes there. And to be fair, Jason Steele has had a great start to the season. I don't mind him. He looks like a cheap option. He looks all right. No, he looks okay too. He's made a few good saves, but I don't know whether they're sort of like Hollywood style saves or whether he just makes them look good.
He might be on him after the window.
I'm not sure about him.
I think he's a good subkeeper option if he's still there. It was just unsure whether he would be. He was in one of my early drafts.
But, I mean, Henderson would be. I mean, I really thought he was key to us staying in the Premier League for another season, to be honest. So,
well, he's 4.5 as well, so you just need to know what.
Yeah, so exactly. So wait and see what happens in the transfer windows, I suppose, is what we're going to be doing at the moment, isn't it, Prior? I do want Bueno for Brentford in, because he's scoring every game as well.
Do you want double Brentford, though? Is that not going to be double Brentford, double Brighton?
I've got double Brentford, because I've got one of their defenders as well. Rico Henry pops up with the odd assist, and he's a bargain.
And Newcastle's... You know, Newcastle's fixtures are going to change soon as well, because I only didn't get on them because I didn't like those fixtures.
That's
at the start
of
season. Game week 5, Brentford, Sheffield United, Burnley.
They're earmarked in my calendar. That's when to switch to Newcastle.
Yeah,
go big
be
on Newcastle then.
8 September, I think, is when the Champions League will start. So, depending on who they draw, and they are going to be team 4, I think, as well in the pot. After that, it might get a bit tricky.
So, let's have a look at the league table, shall we, Dan? The game
early
week
days,
league table is very early days. Danny Sport Washings is top of the table at the moment, which is great name. Bayern Machin. I don't recognise the flag that he's got. It's a green flag with a tree in the middle. It seems to be quite Christmassy. I'm not sure about
his nationality.
It's
basically a Nigerian flag with a tree in the middle.
Yeah, anyway, but he's doing well. He's a Fulham fan, apparently. Got 76 this game week. He's currently on the top of the league table ahead of Stephen Lambert and Jeff Cutler. Herbalife _ Chunk. I'm not sure what that means, but yeah, there you go. Whereabouts are you in the table, Prior?
Oh, I don't know. It's been a very average start. I'm 256.
It's literally been bang average 2 weeks in a row for me, like there or thereabouts.
Started
slightly
all right.
Above.
And I don't really take the overall ranking too seriously yet, because people play triple captains in game week 1.
Of course.
People play wild cards.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people out there who just do 5 game weeks and bin it off.
Yeah.
So that, they're sort of.
We still have Doreen from Accounts playing at this stage.
Doris,
let's not forget.
Sorry, rebranded.
Doris.
I know it says that show now, Colin from Accounts as well.
It's been so long since we've talked about Doris from Accounts that I've forgotten her name. How sad.
Disgusting.
But yeah. Did we have a jingle for her? We can't play jingles.
No, I don't know how that would work.
No. Well, you still got the tactics truck. Remember the tactics truck then? We used to get into that.
Yeah, all right. Here we are.
Jump on those metal steps.
Yeah. It's full of asbestos now and bad memories.
Asbestos and bad memories of Andy Townsend. Oh, Captain, my Captain. That was another one.
Captain, my Captain. Captain, my Captain.
Apologies to deafening half our audience.
Who is going to be? It's all right, you'll level off those levels, won't you?
No.
In the edit?
Oh, right. You can do this work every week. Oh, I'll swear in this bit and I'll throw in some 20 decibel earburster.
Who are you going to captain? Obviously, it's Haaland, Sheffield United.
I remember looking at my team last year, and there was all those sort of sites where you can see what you did right and wrong or something.
Yeah.
And it was like, if you just captained Haaland the whole season, remember there was a thing where it would be like you'd be in the top 3,000 if you'd picked this team and unchanged it the whole season.
So I saw something. Don't be clever with your captain picks. Just pick the most obvious every time. So that's Haaland every week, then, isn't it?
I think I'm going to stick with Haaland. Sheffield United away.
Sheffield United. Come on.
Are we going to come back next week and be?
But I mean, it's a brave person that doesn't captain him, isn't it? Really. I mean, I don't know who else you would be captain. Rashford against Forest, I suppose, if he's ever going to start.
Chelsea player against Luton.
But yeah, exactly.
Fulham at home isn't the worst for Arsenal as well. While they haven't got Mitrovic anymore.
Yeah. But there we go. So captain, my captain is
weird not having Kane, Haaland. Isn't it? A little bit, you know. He used to be one of those where I've got Kane and Haaland, or maybe I'll switch it to one or the other. But
you must be particularly sad, are you?
Well, we play a pressing game now, and it did stop running.
His unveiling video was amazing, wasn't it?
Being James Bond or something.
It was so bad. I mean, his delivery isn't great at the best of times, but when he's pretending to be James Bond in a cinema, it just doesn't really work, does it?
Would you take the mickey out of Al Pacino's ability to do a half volley? He's hired for football.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, you should maybe say I don't want to do the acting stuff then, because enough with the ridiculous unveiling videos.
If you're earning like 500 grand a week and they go, can you just get in this suit and say
I don't think the Burnley players can. The mad stuff they get Burnley players to do. I mean, it almost puts you off signing for Burnley, because what are you going to make me do now?
Am I coming out of a telly tub?
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to be messing around like this. Mm-hmm. I'm a serious footballer, for heaven's sake.
Is that what you're like with radio, if you're unveiled by a breakfast show team or something? You're like, look, I'm not having that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not eating battered pizza. I refuse. I'm a serious broadcaster.
Well, I'll happily eat battered pizza, as you know, Pryor. But I've got no qualms when it comes to that. But sorry, where were we, Dan? I don't know. We're wrapping up.
We're tailing off. That's what this podcast is known
That's
for.
That's what we're known for.
No one's really been in touch.
Now the jingles have gone.
If anyone has a question or a statement or something they want to chat to us about, within reason, I don't want to, get into an agony uncle situation.
Well, thanks to all two of you who said, are you recording the podcast again this season? It's always nice to
see.
We
were missed.
Yeah, it really spurs us on to keep going for another season, doesn't it?
It's Game Week HQ, because Game Week was taken. Game Week HQ on Facebook, if you're a bit more old-fashioned, on Twitter, if you're, I guess, middle-aged. I don't know. We don't do the other ones, do we?
No, I don't think there's any point putting us on Instagram.
People love Instagram,
I sometimes mention us on the stories, and I don't think there's much cut through.
Wow.
With the young, hip and trendy brigade. I've been there listening to
It's because you call them a young, hip and trendy brigade,
exactly,
probably.
They're instantly put off. Yeah. But anyway, look, thank you for listening once again for another season.
It's appreciated.
If you've got any jingle requests that we can play, get in touch.
We don't have any you can play.
But we can see. We can work on some. But in the meantime, remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game Week. Sports Social Podcast Network.